everyone, it's Tyne, and welcome again to another episode of Carpool Conversations. Well, here we are still, you know, experiencing this community quarantine, and we are still in the comforts of our homes, you know, making the most of what we have and trying our best to, you know, cope while we have this whole thing in place. And since this is really a hot topic right now, I also wanted to have my friends Roxy and Jerick join in the conversation. So please do eavesdrop and listen into our crazy banters. It's filled with wise thoughts. So I hope you do enjoy this episode. I bring you episode 6 of Carpool Conversation COVID-19 Community Quarantine Ang Haba, the extended edition. Kamusta Roxy? Kamusta Jerick? Thank you for
hello everybody. Good
afternoon. Hapon mga kaibigan.
Pasok.
Ay ganon kagad. Pepepepe. No defect.
Oras na yon. Ay alas 5 ng hapon. Hatid sa inyo ng
oh my god. Ganun po ka-riot ang mga friends ko. Yes. I have crazy friends. I love it. I love it.
And it is now 5:45.
5:45? Ang haga ng orasan mo, ah. 5:42 lang sa akin.
Simulan na natin ang balitaktakan ngayong hapon!
Ayos! At dahil dyan, gusto ko ngang kamustahin. Kamusta kayong dalawa? So, sige, let's... Ay, naiyak. Wala kang ayuda. Wala pa bang ayuda,
Hindi na kami yung ayuda.
Sige, simulan
natin. Wala pang kumakatok sa aking condo unit for my, you know, ayuda.
And your ayuda?
My ayuda and my CDO meatloaf.
Hindi, sandali. Hindi ko alam kung gagamitin.
It snatched at her.
Gagamitin ko bang content to o gagamitin ko sa bloopers? De joke.
Grabe ka! Diba, okay. Ano naman quality content naman itong nadidinig mo.
Hello! Oh, diba? Ito na nga nagwa 110% for you. Tapos, ano ka pa? Ingrata?
No,
pa.
I'm not. I'm so... Alright. Kaya nga.
Na-hurt talay si Roxy.
Bowl! Ano sige. Ba yan?
Oh, sige. Ano, ladies first o ladies choice?
Ladies choice.
Jerick,
ladies choice was going to be ladies first naman.
Ay, ba yun, ah? Grabe. Ladies choice. I'm okay naman. I'm good. Naka-adjust naman ako sa ECQ. Of course, it's not that fun, but syempre, you have to find ways to feel good even if the situation is something that you don't like. But the good thing is I was able to, ano, make myself productive during this situation. So I was able to get into new activities, new hobbies that could be possible. That could possibly be my third business. Yan. And I can monetize also. Ayan. Kailangan natin ng kumikitang kabuhayan, guys. Eh. Maraming bayarin. Ayan. Yun. So okay naman. Okay naman. Pero syempre, namimiss ko na yung mga tao sa labas, yung everyday activities na ginagawa natin. Ayan, kagaya niya, si Roxy, walking partner ko yan. Minsan kasabay ko yan mag-walking, kumain, yan ang favorite activity namin. O, di ba?
Pagkatapos naglalakad, kumakain po.
Kumakain, wala rin.
Nagmumuhunan lang sa, para naman manigit yung calories.
Okay.
But, ayaw pa naman bago restaurants dito, Diyos ko.
Sorry naman.
Are they still open? Now?
Well, di ko nakita eh. Pero ang kwento sa akin ng dad ko, may ibang bukas for takeout. Mm-hmm. Kasi, bes, ang daming nagbukas na restaurant. Naawa nga ako eh. May mga restaurant na nagbukas.
Yung kakabukas after, lang?
Oh, kasi kakabukas lang. New restaurant. Mm-hmm. Tapos nagsara. Ay, oh, yun. Nagsara because of this. Yeah. Oh, kawawa lang ah. So, yun.
So, unfortunate.
Ay, medyo sad-sad, ng, sad-sad din. Yun. Pero, coping.
What about
well,
you?
Well, ako naman. Considering I was feeling very productive and feeling busy, you know, being out of the house the whole day to the point na wala akong cable and internet sa bahay kasi feeling ko sayang lang siya. Mm-hmm. all of a sudden, walang cable guy at saka internet guy na pwede mag-connect ngayon. So, I'm so dependent on my trusty, rusty phone to give me my Netflix fix. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, for all the Zoom calls and all the video calls that are happening now.
Yeah.
And, wala, I miss all my delivery men because that's how I ate.
Bakit iba yung dating nun,
ah?
Delivery men.
All my delivery men.
Yung delivery men mo ba, nakabotay?
Sumasayaw din ba pagka
wala ng pintuan?
Wala sila botay.
First name basis na nga kaming lahat, eh. Pero ayan, pati yung Shopee Lazada delivery men ko will have to wait, you know, until they see me again. Kasi nga, nga ang mga industries na yon.
Correct.
I'm not driving for hours at a time now. I'm not dancing. I miss that. And I've been more sedentary than ever before. But I've learned how to cook for myself. And I'm doing my laundry. I'm showering more times a day than I want to because nga I'm timing all the deliveries or the times I step out of the house. And one thing I miss, mani pedi and my massages. Nako, yeah. Wala nang home service. Ayun.
We have a na sad lang din.
Kung nakita niyo na kumakapalbuko.
Yeah. Hindi ay kumakapal. Ayun. Hindi ayaw mo magpagupit
diba?
Sa inyo.
Kanino papagupit? Kanino?
Ito na nga ang bangs. Oh,
ewan ko, sarili sikap.
Mga listeners, hindi niyo lang alam. Nagdudusa na ako kasi yung aking bangs. In the way of my beauty. My God.
Ako yung balbas ko, nagkaka-bangs na rin. Yung balbas ko, parang ano eh.
Kailangan
nyo
na ng hair clip.
Oh.
May hair clip ka na para ano, pwede nang kumain.
Alam mo, pag umaba pa to ng 2 months, ano to, babalik yung, alam mo, yung Guaping's haircut, yung Eric Fructuoso.
Yung F4?
Parang bunot. Baka bumalik sa ganun yung buho.
Sa gitna yung ate. Sa gitna yung ate. Oh my God.
F4 season 1. Yan.
Wow. Oh my God. But yeah, ito, prior to the ECQ announcement, were you already preparing for something like this? Not even for the pandemic. It's like, you know, preparing for doomsday. I don't know.
Well, I do have a stack of my favorite chips and art materials because I paint. But you know, I was so surprised na I only had a month's worth of stock.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to dwindle because we are now, what, 33, 35 days into the ECQ as per my count.
Yes.
So, 1 month pala is not enough. If you're a hoarder or a professional hoarder like me and my mother. And so now I'm panicking because painting is life and I don't have any more watercolor paper. I don't have Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetos.
Oh my
Cheetos
God.
Is life.
Cheetos is life. Or is that Cheetos are life?
Dami kasi.
Cheetos are lives? Paano na?
Basta pagkain.
Okay,
basta pagkain.
Basta pagkain.
Tama.
Oo.
Tama
not gonna be technical about it na.
Uh-oh. Who cares, right? So many things flew out the window during this ECQ. What's one more?
As if naman it's gonna kill you.
Yung pinaka-wild na nakita ko sa pagkain, share ko lang. Ito totoo to, no joke.
Sige.
Yung high school classmate ko, yung classmate ko nung high school, pinost niya. Eh kasi ano siya eh, parang he's like you, Roxy. He's living alone. So mag-isa, lalaki. So syempre, hindi kasing galing magluto nyo. I mean, I'm not saying guys don't cook pa. Maraming magaling na lalaki magluto. Pero yung friend ko, medyo hindi naman siya chef.
Yeah.
Pucha, yung I saw one of his videos, gumawa siya ng sky flakes, yung soda crackers. Nilagyan niya ng ng anong tawag doon, yung parang cheese whiz, ayun.
Oo.
Kulang niya sa kanin. Oo. Tapos, di totoo. Tapos sabi niya, pag mga
ganitong mga... Carb plus carb, ganon.
Oo, sabi niya, sa mga ganitong panahon, huwag kayo nag-iinarte. In uh-oh. English, ha? Basta gumura pa. Hindi ko pwede gayahin eh, kasi censored dito sa ano
eh. Can you send na lang the link?
That mapanood. Ano, nag-exig pa.
Or naka ano to? Or naka, sorry, or naka-private yung ano niya, yung video niya.
Tingnan ko kung naka-private ko, yung descend ko. Actually, ano eh, he was saying it in English na nagmumura, saka kaya nakakatawa.
Ah.
Pero, normal niya mag-English eh, pero nakakatawa yung kinakain niya.
Pero you cannot be choosy nga naman in a time like this. Diba?
Oo. So, yun, medyo wild ng mga bagay-bagay.
The first time I had vegetables delivered from a link, you know, a friend said, "Uy, tujuman yun naman yung mga farmers from I don't know what farm.
Yes.
They need all the buyers they can find. Okay, so let me buy all sorts of vegetables, even vegetables I did not usually eat. Sige na, game. This should be an experience. I bought one kilo of everything. So now I had 11 kilos of vegetables. I realized I cannot eat all in 1 week.
Okay, oh, masasira.
Remember, vegetables will wilt and rot. So, oh my God, I was cooking things just to freeze them.
Yeah.
And at the same time, a good discovery for me is celery pala is masarap. I mean, it is a good vegetable to put in so many dishes.
Extender sa ano mo, sa dishes.
It smells so good. And, well, basically everything smells so good with butter.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Or bacon fat. Yan yung mga discoveries ko if I you know, really good combination, and then anything I put together now is a surprise. Ayan, so it's a Mongolian surprise usually for lunch, and then for dinner it's a sad choice of soup or sandwich kasi nga hindi pa ako nagwa-wash ng dishes.
Okay, so your meal time is revolving around your chore of washing the dishes. Tama ba?
Something like that. And lunch, dinner, waking up and sleeping are not the same anymore. Sometimes my first meal is like at 8 p.m. if I wake up at 12 noon.
Yes.
Wala. As in,
no
just
sense
today,
no sense of time.
No sense of time or day.
Right.
I woke up so early, which is 8. Because I thought I had the 9 a.m. Online class, 10 o'clock pala yon. But, you know, I was waking every hour, just so I won't miss the paid class. Sayang eh. At alam niyo naman, sa Zoom ngayon, wala nang, hindi na siya naka-record. So, you blink, you miss it. So,
correct. Tama.
So, I had to wake up for it. And now I'm starting to want to take a nap.
Are you feeling sleepy during this call? Sorry naman.
But no. Because, you know, we three, so riveting. How can I fall asleep now? Kanina, before the...
maganda, pre-riveting.
Ay.
Ayun.
Ang oras ngayon ay...
Yan.
Atin sa inyo.
Five. Oh my gosh!
Okay. Atin sa inyo ng ABC ako. Briefs!
Why I know that song?
Oh my gosh!
Huh?
I know
song?
The jingle. The jingle of YC the... Bikini Brief.
Bes, I didn't mention the brand!
Iniba nga niya eh! Iniba nga niya!
Ay, sorry po! So ngayon meron na tayong sponsor.
Oh, diba? Para dun sa mga gustong sponsor.
Sa mga sponsors, bayaran nyo lang ako kung ilang beses ko uulitin yung jingle. kuha ko naman. Sabihin nyo ako ilang beses sa ilang segundo. Diba?
Sino kayo mag-sponsor sa atin ngayon, no?
Live na.
Sige ko po.
Live yung pagsabi ng sponsor.
Nung jingle.
Nung jingle. Oo, hindi siya recorded. Oh. Kaya kahit na ilang beses ulitin, kahit na isang daang beses.
Kaya mo. Basta bayad.
Basta bayad.
Basta bayad.
Alam lang nga. Tayo.
No pay, no say.
anything for money ba?
Right. Pero now. Alam mo, ano for what? Ay, hindi.
Anything so, depende. For money right now.
Isip ko nga, mag-online gigolo na rin kaya ako. Sayaw-sayaw sa online. Oy, matcha dancing na? Online.
Ang dami pa ng
self-hack. So diba?
Meron akong ganito.
Oh.
They cannot see it. This is meron a podcast. Guys, this is
a
podcast.
Sorry, I have the big circle light. I have the small circle light. I have the...
ring light ba yung tawag dyan? Parang ring light
yung tawag ring light. Dyan, diba? Kita mo, mas alam mo pa eh.
Dami kong binabasa ngayon eh.
Binabasa? Oh, alam ko lang kung anong klaseng ano? Setup mo sa bahay.
Wala, walang
setup. Mm-hmm. Oh, kung alam mo na, kung pang matagalan ang ating setup, use the big one.
The big one. Oh, ang kapal niya na. Malaki at makapal.
Makapal. Malaki.
Alam mo, speaking of ano,
ang
speaking...
Aga-aga, guys. Aga-aga pa. Huh? Ang aga-aga. Yan ang pinag-usapan.
Bakit?
Wala.
Ha?
Nawala tayo.
Nakakulong. Matagal mo. Di ba naisip din?
Naglalag.
Kawawa. Alam mo, ang hirap para maging single sa mga panahon na to. Wala kang landi.
Oh wow.
Walang ang hirap.
The struggle is real. Alam mo yung mga friends.
Wait, meron akong tanong. Good thing. For those people who have a hard problem with Tinder and Bumble, na yung you don't want to meet up right away, you want to get to know them first or whatever before well, for guys, I think it's easier. But for girls, at least for me, old school, you know, you want to know them before anything else. So Bumble and Tinder right now, they have no choice. They have to get to know you and they have to book you months in advance because unless it's all on video format.
Ganun pala
yun. Hindi siya social meetings. Until ECQ is lifted.
Oh.
Unless meron kang ninja moves, you know, instead of a grocery run, it's some kind of a other kind of a, you know?
Oo.
Bawal kiss.
Pasabay.
Bawal kiss, bawal hug.
Oo.
Bawal hello. No high five, no handshake, no touch, no.
So mahabang getting to know you to. Yun lang. Is all I'm saying.
Dun mo na lang makikita kung seryoso si ano, si new friend.
Correct.
And ano, what if let's say after the ECQ or this, sabi natin na lift na and tara, let's
sana
eyeball.
Sana pa yun
ako tara, let's eyeball, di ba? Dun mo makikita kung desidido siyang makipag-meet. May condition ka ba? Dapat naka-mask, naka-face shield, naka... Naka-PPE din ba siya?
So, single male sa conversation na to, paano na? Ano na ang guidelines for dating after ECQ is lifted?
When it's lifted?
Yeah.
How would
dating life be? Kasi nga, wala na. Mahirap na mag-hook up. You don't know where that other person came from. Made sao-sao and ano.
It's not just AIDS that you're going to be cautious about.
Yeah. It's so scary now.
HIV, you're gonna be cautious about COVID also.
There's no more momo.
I'm just laughing.
You know what, on a serious note, for the single people na magde-date after COVID, parang ano, if you're highly kinesthetic, you like touching, you like hugging, you like kissing, This is not a good time, but
oh
if you're
my God, I'm going to be single forever.
but the good thing about this is, I know you'll be able to test if yung kadate mo or yung ide-date mo may good social skills. Kasi bakit? ang mangyayari kasi sa dating scene na yon, more on conversational, whether
correct.
It's online or in person.
That's correct.
No, walang landi-landian. Whether magaling siya makipag-converse about, kahit nga landian, kahit yung conversational na landian, mm-hmm. doon mo rin makikita yung social intelligence niya.
Yes.
So, kasi for me, I don't know if people will, kung magigets to ng ibang tao, kasi for me kasi, flirting or being funny is also a form of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, ano, social intelligence or yung galing mo sa linguistics or galing mo magsalita.
Even sarcasm.
Yes.
Yeah, sarcasm din.
And the type of humor that you have.
Oh, so dun mo ma-filter. So whether you're a girl or a guy, ma-filter mo yung kadate mo kung kahit hindi ba kami magyakapan nito or mag-kiss or mag-hug nito, eh, mag-i-enjoy ba akong kausap to?
Uh-huh. Diba?
So, kasi kung natititigal lang kayo, ganyan, tapos wala kayong mapag-usapan na substantial, eh, at least na-filter mo na yung kadate mo. Di, huwag na ituloy ito.
Hindi lang yun. Tama. During an ECQ relapse, o knock on wood, knock.
Like a second wave.
You need to find a partner na pang ano, yung doomsday partner. Pang ECQ
Yes. Oo, hindi na pala travel partner ang ano ngayon. Ang ano yung
correct.
Parang, what do you call this? Like the standards ba? If you can, di ba? People travel just to see if they can, alam mo yun, last being together first 24 hours and more.
Yung you're gonna answer that question na ito ba yung huling mukha gusto ko makita bago ko mamatay?
Patay!
Di ba? Or baka pwede rin kasi kung yari hindi mo gusto yung mukha niya, mamotivate ka mamatay ng maaga, okay lang, pagkapatagal mo.
Alam mo na isip mo,
advantage din pag sobrang gwapo or sobrang ganda nung kasama mo sa doomsday. Ano doomsday ba tawag doon? Oo, bakit? Pag sobrang ganda niyan, sobrang gwapo niyan, tapos di po nagkakilala lang kayo. Yung mga 7 days, 10 days pa lang kayo magkakilala, tapos sobrang gwapo, sobrang ganda niyan. Ano kasabihin mo? Why is the world so cruel? Mamamatay ako nung, di ba? Hindi mo lang nasulit yung kasama mo.
Hanggang dito na lang.
Oo. Pero kung hindi mo type, sige, tapusin na natin ito, di ba? What the fuck, di ba? Let's finish this.
Bahala na. Bahala na din.
Bahala na.
Why not?
Oo. Di ba? So, may pros and cons.
Yes. So have you met other guys online, Rox? Because you were testing it on, di ba? Because you were active on the app. Oo.
Yes. Others nga are still trying to get into your pants, but really, how? There's no possible way, right? So,
how creative,
bye diba? Bye to you. Oh, creative. Or at least, ano siya? Persistent.
Persistent.
Yes.
Persistent.
Ayan ang kanyang good quality. The others, the others are talking. And that puts, actually, for somebody like me, at my advanced age, ayan, dahil titas of Manila na tayo levels, I'm looking actually for companionship aside from the physical side, right? Because now this person is starting to bald. This person may suddenly start, you know, getting spreading, ano, laterally.
Yes.
They still have to have the you. Yeah.
Bakit?
Guys, kung nakikita niyo lang yung Zoom call namin, grabe, yung titigan nila, alam na. May parang may inside joke din.
Anong parang? May inside joke?
Meron talaga.
Bes, linawin mo yung sinabi mo regarding talking. Ayan, kasi ang problema sa mga guys, yung mga tipong, how na you? Kaya na you?
Ayan.
So dapat may ano pa rin. Dapat may ano ba? May quality pa rin.
May standards pa rin.
Standards pa rin.
Ano gawa mo? Yung mo MU ah.
Na smiley face ha.
Yung aku, AQ, ako.
Ako.
Or paseng Siana.
Ay.
What?
Are we judging? Akos. Are we on the
Yes, we are judging. So clearly aray, judging hegemonic language and speech.
Nagilty tuloy ako bigla.
Unacceptable. Okay.
Ginagamit mo yun, Jeric?
Depende.
Aha!
Aha. And, so minsan pala bumababa ang standards mo. Well,
hindi, joke lang yun. Pag gusto ko lang makipag... Alam mo, gano'n talaga pag ano,
gusto
diba?
Makipag ano, makipag ano.
Ituloy mo yun.
Ituloy mo yun.
If you want kaibigan. To build businesses, gusto makipagkaibigan, you talk their language. Alam mo yun, Roxy. Ikaw naman, ay, alam mo yun.
Bes, we were talking about dating. Dating.
Ah, sorry na.
Don't me now, ha?
Nawala siya sa ano. Nawala siya sa usapan.
Sorry na,
business
sorry na, sorry
ka,
na.
John.
Hindi, wait lang. I have a feeling, Jerix, ano eh, also having some thoughts about, you know, his business talaga. Kasi nga naman.
Grabe, Bes. Honestly, zero income.
I know where he's coming from. NLP background tayo eh. You know, the way people like people who like themselves. People like people like them. Ayun. Yeah. Sorry naman.
Nadulas.
Kailangan natin makibagay. Di ba, Bes?
Oo. Oh, tama. Oh. You have to fit in their mold. Ayan. Build connection.
Yung speaking of building connections, right now, are you still in touch with your clients? Because you both, you're both, ano, diba? You have your own respective businesses. And would you say yes, you're a freelance instructor din si Roxy, freelance mm-hmm. martial arts instructor si Jerick? But aside from being freelance on that area, may sarili kayong business din.
Si Roxy ang dami.
Okay, kailangan natin magpa-load, di ba?
Okay, unahin natin si Jerick. Anong, how was life like before ECQ?
It was fun. For those who do not know, yung business ko nga, I have a human resource training company. So basically, yung work ko or yung business ko, I provide training, seminars, motivational talks, team buildings for companies, mm-hmm. yan, mga training consultancy. So I train employees, people, managers, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So anything that has to do with training people. So para mm-hmm. akong teacher ng mga empleyado, ganyan.
Yes.
Tsaka business owners din, syempre. And my job is fun kasi hindi siya routine. Mm. Kasi when I give seminars, iba-iba yung topic. Iba-iba yung pinupuntahan ko. Mm-hmm. At masasarap yung kinakainan ko. Siyempre, pag meeting, kain. Meeting, coffee.
Yes.
Diba? Pag sinuwerte ka pa, wala ng plastikan sa hotel pa. Masarap.
Wow. Diba?
You know. And,
marami rin chica babes. Diba? Yes.
Wait, day. Ano lang.
Business mo na to.
Work lang. Service.
Don't pangit. Sorry naman.
Sir, ano pala? Professional service, not service.
Hindi service. O, iba yung service pag gabi yun eh. Yun, after corporate seminar, service. So yung work ko, paiba-iba. May mga days na team building, may mga days right. seminar, may mga days na I just visit a company or a venue, I talk for an hour, ganun. Tapos, yun, alternate yun with martial arts. Mm-hmm. So, on other days, I do martial arts. Minsan nga sabay eh. Like, for example, sa umaga tsaka sa hapon, may seminar ako. Sa gabi, martial arts. Ganun.
Okay. Oh.
Tapos, yung martial arts ko, hindi lang naman siya yung, ano eh, hindi lang siya yung regular classes na pang civilians. Actually, I do martial arts seminars as well.
Yes.
Self-defense seminars. I teach people from the military sometimes. Minsan, mga security officers. Depende kung sino yung client ko. Or, yung masakit, yung mga expats, yung mga foreigners. Since nangyari to, hindi sila lumipad dito to train with me. Because sometimes foreigners, they go here, they train with me dito sa Pilipinas. Mm. So, masaya yung work ko. Kahit weekends, nag-work pa rin ako, masaya siya. So, all of a sudden, biglang ganito, wala lahat yun.
Pero you're still in touch with them kahit paano but of course wala I mean syempre training a large group of people is somewhat difficult or challenging. I'll use that word challenging because syempre not all of the participants have means and ways of getting online I guess no.
Actually yun nga iniisip ko eh parang if I'm gonna venture the seminar conducting if I'm gonna iniisip ko yun eh trying to get into the online seminars ano
platform
pero yun nga like what you said it won't be easy for a lot of people especially with the internet here in our country ang galing-galing talaga
diba? Yes.
Napakabilis yeah, so yun nga, parang I don't know what's gonna happen in our industry, but I have fellow speakers na nag-venture na dyan. Pero yung mga seminars sila, maiksi lang. 1 hour, 1 hour lang, 1 hour, 30 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Martial arts, wala talaga akong magagawa.
Yeah,
unless because I do instructionals online, pero yung style of martial arts ko, mahirap yun kasi kailangan ko ng partner.
Yeah.
Kaya meron akong kademo.
I saw a, ano, yeah, for showing a demo, you need to be able to have
a partner. Kasi pero I'm dealing with weapons also, eh, di ba?
Pero si participant, they can learn it even if wala silang kasparing?
Hindi eh.
Kailangan talaga meron.
Di ba? Kasi like for example, yung training, gumagamit kami ng knives,
right,
sticks. Hindi mo mararamdaman yung actual use niya pag wala kang partner. You can learn something but hindi siya ganun kalalim. May limitations talaga.
Compared to other forms of martial arts that you can...
Like for example, boxing, pwede.
Yes.
Pwede. Yun nga lang, application, wala.
Tama.
Do the forms, how to punch, do footwork, pwede. Pero, kuyari, paano mo i-apply pag may kasparing ka, may kalabang ka, hindi mo siya puro. So, yun. Kaya ngayon, walang work. Yung students ko, meron kami, yung sa martial arts, meron kami group chats eh. Parang meron natin.
We have group chats.
So, I get to keep in touch with them. Tsaka, ano naman sila, may kipagkwentuhan din online. So, sometimes may nakakamusta ko sila.
Yeah.
Some of my business clients,
yes,
friends ko sa Facebook, kasi naging friends ko na sila, yung clients ko.
Uh-oh.
So, nakakakwentuhan ko na.
And being a coach, online. Being a coach din kasi, and a mentor, you know, they look up to you. So, I would say like, siguro sila din, you know, paghuhugutan din nila ng lakas yung how you talk to them and how you make kamusta. So, yun nga siguro. Parang magandang ano din yun. Magandang after sales service.
Totoo. Actually, after sales service.
Service.
Oh, minsan, hindi na ako mag-mention ng names. Kasi,
yes.
For those who do not know, I also have life coaching skills also.
Yes.
Kasi nga, yun nga, like what Proxy said, I have an LLB background.
Mm-mm.
So, minsan, may mga students ako or mga friends ako na, yun, sina-chat ako for therapy, ganyan. So, ayun. Parang na rin akong, ayun, parang nag life coach na rin ako online paminsan-minsan.
Right. Oo.
So, kasi, syempre, nakaka-depress yung nangyari for other people.
I agree. Yeah. But you're able to, ano nga, you're able to, kumbaga parang see it on a different perspective.
Yeah. Well, oo. Kasi, yun nga, like, yun nga, Roxy knows this about me na when bad things or things that you don't like happen in your life, one of the first things I usually do is I ask myself empowering questions. What are empowering questions? Empowering questions are questions that will force your brain to come up with ideas. And when I say ideas, these are positive ideas that will literally empower you, make you feel better, and do great things. So since we're in this situation, we're on a lockdown, we're stuck at home, the empowering question I asked myself was, how can I make use of this time na I'm at home? How can I make myself productive? How can I make this time na naka-lockdown ako na worth it pa rin to kahit walang business na maanda? So, yun nga. So, I found a new hobby na pwede rin pagkakitaan, na pwede rin business, which is, ano nga, vlogging. Yun nga. Actually, meron na akong vlogs before. Malibasa, sobrang tito ko, hindi ko alam vlog pala tawag doon. I used to call it mini documentaries pa. Kasi meron akong YouTube channel na na start 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But way back then, my primary purpose was for my martial arts classes to be noticed online.
Yes.
Hindi ko alam na yung actual videos pwede palang ma-monetize. Na-achieve ko yung goal ko to get students through that YouTube channel.
Yes.
Pero ang hindi ko alam during that time, I can earn pa pala from the videos.
Right.
So, ngayon, syempre, since that channel was 8 years ago pa, marami na akong subscribers. Super dami na.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those who are listening, the channel is called Combat Cali Manila.
Ayan.
So, Cali start with letter K.
Ayan. Yeah,
Combat Cali Manila. So, marami na siyang subscribers. So, but I have to upload new videos kasi the last time I uploaded a real long video na may substance talaga, tagal na. Baka mga may 4 or 5 years ago na, sobrang tagal na. So I thought of, sige, kailangan i-revive ko to. So binalik ko siya. So feeling ko yung mga viewers ko from years ago nagulat kasi they started seeing new videos, new vlogs. But things are different now. Mm-hmm. The videos are better kasi wala akong technology nun eh. So medyo low-tech yung mga pangkuha ko ng videos at pictures at time na yun. So ngayon, mas may technology na ako ngayon. So mas maganda na yung vlogs.
Yes.
So yun. So I'm looking forward to monetize that.
Lumevel up si Tito.
Dahil sa service ko, sa service ko, marami na akong ayuda.
Extra effort ka.
Oo. Marami na akong sponsors, yeah. Diba? Sige ko na rin ha.
Oo, sige go.
For those who are watching, for those who are listening also, I have 2 YouTube channels, Combat Cali Manila, and yung isa, yung name ko, yung Jeric Pantaleon. So yun naman, it's all about lifestyle, food, traveling, and yes, my kalokohan.
Wow.
Syempre, may mga kalokohan sa nakatawa na lang pag nakita nyo. So, yun. Medyo bago lang yung channel na yun. Sobrang bago. Follow nyo lang. Tapos mga seminars ko, may kita kayo.
Nice. Thanks, Jeric. Ang galing-galing. But, sige, let's pause for a break. And then, balikan natin si Roxy mamaya. O, diba?
Alright.
Sige. And we're back. Thank you very much for
magandang gabi, Bayan.
Kanina hapon.
Gabi na eh.
Madilim na. O nga, nag-on ka nga ng ilaw eh. O, diba? But we deserve that break. Actually, honestly, nakapag-load pa ako ng one batch of laundry. So wala man.
Ako, nakakain ako ng biskwet.
Nakalinis ako ng
biskwet.
Oh, 'di ba? In just such a quick break, oh, 'di ba? Napaka-productive ng break na 'yon. Pero para sa listeners, yung break na 'yon 5-second interlude lang. Roxy, what about you?
Yes. What is the question?
Sabi ko
it may have been 5 seconds for our viewers.
Okay. If you have a different life outside of ECQ life. What was life like? Ayun.
Life, yun, depending on the day and the hour.
Sorry, I want to correct myself. Sabi ko kasi if you have a life outside or ECQ, of course you do. But how was life before ECQ?
Okay. Yun. Busy outside. Twice a week, I'd travel far to go to Alabangan, Las Piñas para maging mag-Ginoo. Principal po sa 2 preschools. Established 2003. And so now, I don't have to travel. I can do things in the comfort of my own home in front of a laptop since most of my workload is laptop based. What I really, really miss doing is dancing. So I compete in Latin dance sport. So I have a dance partner who is quarantined far, far, far away also in Pampanga. So walang practice whatsoever.
Shout out, Gilbert.
Ayun. Mahirap defend ng title pag walang practice. Good luck naman sa aming muscle memory.
Hindi naman pwede mag-virtual dancing, no?
Hindi, kasi as some may know, there's a push and pull when it comes to partner dancing, diba? I also have a business called The Roxy on Tomas Morato. It's an events place, so nag-training doon ng mga different fitness formats. May ballroom dancing Monday to Friday, 2 to 7. Pati yun, wala na ngayon.
Yeah.
And all of the other things that I do on the side, which is something fun because basically racket queen here, racket king there. Hello, Jeric.
Hello. Easy for chat.
All the rackets na kailangan with you know, face-to-face meetings, aba, learning how to Zoom ng lahat ng tao, even the lolos and the lolas.
Correct.
I'm learning about Twitch, I'm learning about Seesaw, I'm learning about Google Classrooms. Ang dami pala nila.
Madaming.
Online service.
Online service.
Problema kasi, di ba, mga dinosaur ng kausap niyo or yung pinapakinggan ninyo. So, we have to be talaga moving with the time. So, relearning a few things now that we are on ECQ is a good thing. When Jeric mentioned na, you know, he thinks of ways to reframe the ECQ situation, the way I'm learning or the way I tell people to make them feel better when I do my own NLP with them is that things happen for them, not to them.
I agree.
And when they realize, diba? When they realize that, it's not as painful or it's not as punishing as it used to be.
Right.
As long as they're willing naman to you know, numb that statement.
Mm-mm.
What else? Since I have time, I'm also taking another certification. Parang kulang pa sa certification, diba? It's called the flow code. So basically, another notch in the life coaching belt of a person.
Right.
Pretty much letting you get to your how do you say it?
Being
your
in the zone
faster.
Yeah.
And
your flow
there.
State, no? You're there.
Correct. You're there. So hindi lang siya, how do I get out of this rut or how do I motivate myself to become, you know, a CEO or a leader of thousands kanyan, but basically how to just move to get to where you want to be.
Okay.
Some people can't get out of a certain you know, rut, as
right.
they say. And this is a good way of doing it. So so another certification hopefully
Woo-hoo!
Done by the time the lockdown is lifted.
Yeah.
As you may have heard, it's some kind of a martial law happening now.
Will I use that term? I'm not sure yet. Pero kayo, do you like using that word?
It's sensitive for some people eh.
I don't mind. For me,
I'd rather it sparks, is that the word, fear into the hearts of men.
Mm-mm.
So that they stay home na please. Para this gets over and done with as soon as possible. The more we dilly-dally, the more it spreads.
Ang daming makulit.
Yun lang. Well, it's also because, you know, we're happy and cozy up in our houses.
Yes.
I can just imagine those who have not.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, it's a different ball game over there, down below.
Uh-oh.
But yun, if anybody can see the why of it all
Mm-mm.
and understand it, konting sikap lang talaga is what we need. And then, tapos na to. Sana lang.
Uh-oh.
Sana lang.
I guess when you said na parang kailangan maintindihan nila, even if they have that mindset na, oh, intindihin nyo naman kami because we are not as blessed or fortunate as those
mm-hmm.
who are abundant, are having a comfortable
or ready.
However, mm-hmm. sila din, they also, everybody naman talaga has to understand the reason behind anything that is being put in place.
Yes.
Parang kulang na lang mag-paint by numbers yung gobyerno. Parang ito po yung gagawin namin para po dun sa ano, inuulit po na. Parang ilang beses ba natin kailangan ulitin to?
Ay, inulit na. Pati gasan lang yata ang ano, ang nangyayari ngayon, which is
mm-hmm.
sad. Because, you know, we've come so far.
Okay.
And yet, things can, you know, there could be a resurgence of this whole ECQ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it won't do the whole economy any good for it to keep going.
Kakanta ba ako ng ano, Linkin Park na In the End?
It doesn't even matter.
Oh, diba?
Ay.
Mo, medyo medyo gets ko yung mga taong nakaupo sa labas ng bahay nila eh. Ang hindi ko gets yung nagpa-boxing sa labas ng bahay nila.
Yun!
No, diba? Wait, ito. Which boxing was this? Adults or kids?
Adults! Well, teenagers yata eh.
No, yeah, because there's another clip 3 days ago, Thursday.
Ah, meron na, naulit na naman?
Bata. Mga bata. Oh. And there were like...
Ah, ito nakita ko para mga teenagers eh. Tapos yung mga tao, mga adults na yung nanonood.
Ah,
sobrang
okay.
Dami. Ito nga eh, sabi nung...
Ako.
Sige, go.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Eh, sa yung nakakatawa eh, sabi nung brother ko, kasi my brother's working abroad. Sabi niya, ako scary dito sa amin kasi parang tumataas dito. Walang kwenta sa inyo, tumataas lang kami. Tumataas, may pa-boxing. Tsaka may pa-bingo. Sa inyo, wala.
Oh, meron pa nagmamani, pwede. Yung palang nakikita mo sa ilalim ng gate. Nakita niyo yon?
Oh!
Wow, talk about grabe. Service, di ba?
Service.
Para, pero syempre, for those who are, you know, trying to make ends meet din siguro, they really have to go out of their house to, you know, make hanap buhay. That I understand.
Oh, yeah.
For as long as you are not, harming anybody or you're not putting yourself also in danger or at risk, di ba? The frontliners alone, they are already exposed to all sorts, di ba? But itong nangyayari ngayon, do you think your current lifestyle right now of being at home, do you think it might change when the ECQ is lifted? Of course, you'll be outside. But yung kung ano na yung na-establish nyo, do you think there'll be a... Or you'll adapt that and adopt it and then you will push through with, you know, practicing it also after the ECQ.
I see the virtue in a lot of the new things that I'm doing now. So the good stuff, syempre, will continue. Mm-hmm. Like in the preschools, since we cannot open and parents will not want to venture out with their kids anytime soon until a vaccine is available, we are constrained to do things online.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully just keep the kids busy while the parents are working at home also. Or at least keep the kids using their gadgets in a more productive or positive way. Kesa just, you know, watching the... repeated cartoons and then freaking out their parents because paulit-ulit yung mga songs na naririnig nila.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Oo. Hanggang ngayon, ha? Ilang taon na yung Let It Go. May Let It Go pa rin.
Di pa niya ma-let go yung Let It Go.
Hindi pa ma-let go. Kaya, imagine me, I've been teaching since 1995. I've been hearing at least the alphabet song once a day, okay?
I have a question.
How sad is that?
26 pa rin yung alphabet, no?
Oo, basta we're talking about the American English, yes.
English.
But I can imagine parents, no? The ones who have kids, they are listening to their kids play the same song forever, nonstop. At least me, I can go home after 3, 4, 5 hours. That's the only thing. I'm so happy about it.
Bahala na kayo dyan.
Being childless at this point in time, I don't have to listen to Let It Go anymore than I should, you know, while I'm in school.
Yeah.
What about parents, I salute you talaga. Grabe. Now more than any. Palakpakan.
Yes, palakpakan.
Napaisip ako sa sinabi mo, ha? Maririnig ko yung ABC ilang beses sa isang araw.
Ay, parang nagbago yung isip.
Ibang klase pag ano. And this is the type na anak mo na, hindi mo na mababalik to. Pasa no balik. No return, no exchange. What he wants.
Yes.
Cater. Uh-oh. Otherwise, he will cry, right? Unless, of course, you find ways to
appease him.
Go around that. But yeah. Isipin mo na lang, hanggat nag-isip binata man lang or isip tanda tong anak mo, for life, kayong nagtitigan at saka... Anyway, tayong tatlo, single, kaya...
Alam mo yung regarding ano? Yung... regarding ano yung panag-cry ya handle mo.
Oh.
Yung kailangan talaga ano eh meron kang kasama sa bahay or meron kang kapitbahay na nakakatakot.
Ipasa kita.
O parang you'll cry. You see him, he'll eat you.
Grabe. Diba?
One of my
rackets is called baby handling. So that's when you are off cam and you help a child on cam in a commercial when they're shooting. So, kumaga fluffer for young kids. Okay. So
people don't know what a fluffer is. This is a whole sa char. Google nyo na lang guys kung ano yung Google nyo na lang. GMG, Google mo. Gugs.
Anyways, So for the parents out there, just in case you're listening, ways to redirect attention or to make them forget about their tears would be bubbles, balls. Butterflies. Yeah, balls. For kids. Okay?
Balls and butterflies. Okay. Makes sense. It makes people happy.
Okay. Okay, so balls, butterflies, fish in an aquarium. Those things kind
anything
of like
colors.
And balloons.
Uh-oh.
Things that are circular. Yes, they like and are riveted. I keep saying riveted today for some reason. It is very redirecting. So if you have kids who are impatient, crying in the middle of a tantrum, inconsolable, mga ganyan na scenario. Maglabas lang kayo ng mga bagay na iyon mula sa inyong arsenal or baul at maiba po ang buhay ninyo. And you're
butterflies,
welcome.
Bubbles, and
I will already say thank you in advance, Rox.
Yes.
Kasi that's an added learning for all of us who are not really versed with child handling.
Yes. It's something we do kasi when we do parent consultations. Diba, you have parents who are so desperate. What do I do with this child? Or do you have a program for this baby? As in baby, ha? Yung naglalaway pa na naghahawakan ng rattle.
Yes.
They are just wanting to have me time already. Wala na silang tulog. And they want the preschool program to just suck up 3 hours of their day. Ganon.
Ah, meron po kami military training para sa mga bata.
Ayun. Binabartolina po namin sila.
Grabe, baka maano tayo. Ma-DSW.
Yeah, okay lang yan. Basta, sabi ng Dole, ito, parents ha, paalala lang. Mm-hmm. Sabi ng Dole, under 4 hours, child labor is not child labor.
So, pwede mag-commercial.
Under four hours. What the children can be put to, you know, in
some form of
parentheses or quotations work.
Like, so, sabi natin si commercial model. One take lang dapat.
Well, that's why you also have baby handlers, so they're happy and things go smoother. And kung lumampas ng 4 hours, the DSWD or the Dole representative will be obligated to approach the parent and say, "Ma'am, kamusta na po ang anak ninyo? Kasi kung di na siya masaya, tapos na po yung shooting." And so, dahil andun si baby handler, masaya si bata. And mama and the baby will say, "Ay, tuloy natin. They're enjoying it." Ganyan. So,
okay.
Sige. Big deal yon. So, ha? Under 4 hours, child labor is not yet child labor. Ayan. Mga pearls of wisdom.
Now I know.
Mm-hmm. So you can, put them to task. You know, clean your room, do this, do that.
Well, chores is part of, what do you call this? Building.
Character development.
Character development, diba? Sama yan.
And room obligations.
Yeah.
But, you know, some kids don't see it as such, especially the millennials. Sorry. I'm being, not one bitter, but it is, you know, they see things differently because of how they are brought up about 10, 15 years ago, right? So,
is it with the parent? Yeah, parenting, parenting skills nga nung mga.
And with technology, so a lot of it is
the adjustment, no, of how
the adjustment
and
how to handle,
yeah, how to handle. Kumbaga may may
oras handling.
May oras ng pag-surf sa internet, social media, and also, yeah, ano, internet safety for the children actually. Cuz anything you find on YouTube is, it's a crazy world talaga.
Ay,
ano anong pwedeng nila i-search?
Grabe. I have seen my godchildren on YouTube. Cartoons, ha? Cartoons yung pinapanood nila with sound effects, yeah, with, yes, production, uh-huh, value. But yung pinag-usapan sa cartoon is, I wanna kill myself. Oh. Divorce.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Ganon.
It's a trigger pala.
Anong cartoon niya?
And they're just like zombie watching because it's cartoons, eh, and, uh-oh, nobody's stopping them. Right?
Pero mind conditioning. Uy, mind conditioning, di ba? Mind conditioning yung mga ganon, eh.
How scary is that, right?
See, when you're watching television, naka-trans ka eh.
Yeah.
So, yung subconscious, yep, mo gumagana eh.
Oo.
Like, mas lalo
you're just absorbing open, whatever.
Open to suggestions. Grabe. That's the worst possible thing to be doing to kids right now. How sad, uh-oh, is that?
The kid is just absorbing all these information without even analyzing,
no,
what it is. Oo, mm-hmm, i-absorb lang, absorb yan pag ganyan. Yung bata pa naman, di ba, Roxy, ang brain yan, parang sponge. It just absorbs, yeah, everything without being critical about it.
Correct.
Oo, ganun. I'm just scary.
And then when the time comes na, you know, you talk about any kind of violence or abuse,
yes,
or negativity, it's normal and it's nothing to be surprised about. Kasi they've encountered it na through cartoons and social media, so it's nothing new.
You know, speaking yan, nabanggit mo kasi yung abuse, no, or child abuse and domestic violence. I was just curious if, let's say, meron bang current ano ba abuse or domestic violence ngayon na naka-ECQ? I mean, sometimes kasi the child is safer in the school and not at home.
Mm-hmm.
So, ako, parang I'm just praying na, alam mo yun, wala. Walang
I heard nga, ngayon. TikTok is, ano na, is a good platform for pedophilia. I, mm-hmm, mean, you can see kids,
yeah,
you can see the background or the, you know, the inside of the houses.
The houses,
kids.
Yeah. Oo.
So, pwede rin yan sa mga, well, syempre, hindi akit bahay gang ngayon.
Oo.
Na tayo naka-quarantine.
But, you know, but safety, you know, yeah, you're,
pwede
nga
rin,
eh.
Pwede pa rin gawa ng paraan yan. When there's a wheel, there's a hooter.
Correct. Yeah. I guess it's yun nga. Katulad ng sinabi ko kanina, internet safety or how you allow your child to use that sort of medium, whether it be TikTok or YouTube or Google, you know. Teka, ano tayo? Medyo tayo, naiba tayo ng talk.
Pero, usapan?
Oo, pero let's,
hey,
yeah.
Let this be a good time for bonding. And hindi lang yung bonding na I'm present. More like bonding. Hey, what you doing? What you looking at? What you thinking? You know, hindi lang taken for granted na naman yung situation.
Parent and child. Si parent and child.
Oo.
Okay. To ask. Sorry? To ask?
To ask questions.
Ah.
Okay. Hey, you have to get to know your child too, you know? They are gone. While you don't see each other for 8 hours, 10 hours, depending,
mm-mm,
on traffic.
Right. Uh-oh.
Yaya knows them more, or their gadgets know them more, and
the parent,
when you get home, you're too tired.
The parent is also stuck on a K-drama on Netflix.
Yun. And then you're wondering why they get pregnant so young, why they have boyfriends so young.
Merong nabubog. They get bullied. Mga ganyan.
Bullied. Uh-oh. And they don't say anything. Or may bulimia na pala.
Uh-oh.
Anything for that matter. You don't know your child. So, sana this is a good way of getting them closer. In a good way.
And also, ano, helping them be more confident. Kasi, I think, you know, when they feel secure at home, less ano yung peer pressure when you're with friends. I'm not an expert naman kasi on childcare. So
what, you I have one a good
sorry.
Ay, listen, okay, go ahead. Ayun, naalala ko lang kasi I have kasi di ba, you guys know I also have mga teenager na students. One good strategy na observe ko is, for example, yung mga nakita ko to mostly on the fathers eh. Kunyari ako, tatay ako. Kunwari lang ha. Tatay ako. Tapos, I have daughters and sons. Iba yung lakad ko with my sons sa asawa at daughters ko. So, minsan meron silang dad bonding na all boys lang.
Uh-oh.
Tapos, iba eh. Iba kasi yung nagiging conversations, iba yung nagiging insights pag dad and mga anak na lalaki. Mm-hmm. And according to my students, na-appreciate nila yung mga times na ganun. So hindi lang actually sa mga students ko, meron pala ako mga friends na ganoon ang ginagawa, which is a good thing kasi minsan feeling ko it's the same thing with daughters eh. Some daughters cannot open up things with their dad or their father na kaya lang nila sabihin sa mom nila kasi nanay ang kababae rin makakaintindi. So minsan may times na ganoon para yung mga hindi kaya ikwento ng anak dun sa same gender na parent makakapano, di ba? Yun, yung magkakaroon ng way. Yun yung napansin ko. Which is a good practice. Napapansin ko nowadays.
That's a good, bonding experience, kumbaga.
Oh, kasi, for example,
getting to know their child, di ba?
Actually, nakakatawang kwento ng isang student ko. Hindi ko naman binabanggit yung name niya. Siyempre, silang dalawa lang mag-ama yung kasama. Anak, sino may mga girls mo ngayon? Kasi alam mo, nung bata ako, nagkwento na siya ng mga ano niya. Stories niya nung bata siya with the girls. Na syempre, hindi niya pwede ikwento sa daughters niya. At hindi niya pwede pag-usapan yung sa harap ng misis niya. So silang dalawa lang nung anak nagkakaintindihan. Yung anak na lalaki lang. So may mga ganong usapan. Yung medyo nakakatawa. Tapos bisa na, grabe pala yung daddy ko. Babairo pala nung bata. Mga ganyan. Yung ganong kwento.
Another syempre, thing that has been missing, is eye contact. So people are on their gadgets so often that, you know, sometimes when you talk to each other, you don't look at each other. It's not a requirement anymore. When about 10 years ago, non-eye contact meant may sayad ka.
Diling.
we would, you know, judge. Sorry to use the word. We would judge the kids. Yes. As, you know, may red flag to ha. Hindi nakaka eye contact with the teacher. Yung pala, because at home, they don't look at each other. Mommy's cooking. Oh, anak, kamusta ka? So it becomes a norm to do your thing, but you're talking. Sana mabalik yung eye contact. Eye contact is also a good gauge for sincerity,
right?
For honesty. For being serious, di ba?
Yes.
Windows of the soul siya. Yun, lost art na yan, eye contact na yan.
Para nga maturuan sila, 'di ba, on how to also interact nga with people socially, not just digitally.
Yes.
Okay, like right now, if you are having a conversation also in your Zoom calls or FB Messenger, your tendency is to look at the screen. You're not looking
at yourself.
You're looking at yourself or at the screen or of you're watching the other person. But somebody said na you look into the lens so that the person can somewhat see that, oh, you are actually looking into, let's say, the eye of the other person. And then they see na you are...
Pero may disclaimer yan, ha? Yung ano pagtingin nyo, siguro doon nyo yung parang tingin na hindi parang may pagnanasa.
Oh my God. Yung
titig, yung parang, alam mo, parang... Para nakakita ng ulam.
Gutom na ba? Gutom pala yun. Gutom.
Gutom.
Yeah. Anyway, we are getting deeper and deeper into this conversation, but we'll have another break.
Okay?
Alrighty.
And we're back. Oh, di ba? Ang bilis. Ganyan talaga pag ang bilis ng break. Ganyan talaga pag what do you call this? May magandang internet. And you have good technology, oh, di ba? You
thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In all honesty and sincerity. Thank you, Lord.
Maybe to wrap up this episode. Oh, but we can still actually have another episode din naman. Maybe ibang topic din. Maybe on your expertise, we can dive deeper into, let's say, life coaching. Having you both also because NLP coach din si Jeric and then life coach si Rob. We can also have any other topics na maybe the other listeners want to ask about because you guys have already, you know, somewhat given them a sneak peek into what you do, like martial arts and also preschool teaching. Yes, Rox, I see you.
May incoming calls?
Oh, may incoming calls?
Incoming calls?
Baka, oo, baka, di ba? mukhang meron. Mukhang meron. But to wrap it up, I just wanted to ask kasi maybe you both can name two or three things that you are grateful for and if you have looked inward ba, Nax? Yan. And then, because with this ECQ, because nga baka ma-extend, so are you already preparing for just 2 weeks? Or are you preparing for another year? Sana naman mag 1 year.
Just ko, wag naman.
Yun, sige, let's start with let's start with Jeric.
What am I thankful for?
Yeah, grateful. Siguro, grateful for.
Grateful. Mm-mm. Well, the basics. Luckily, I have the basics. So, maswerte ako na I live in a comfortable home. I get to eat well. Kasama ko family ko. So, yung basics, at least, meron ako. Buti nakapag-ipon din ako.
Yes.
Kasi, di ba, sa panahon na to, pag wala ka income, hindi ka nakaipon, wala ka investment, patay. So, yun. And then, I'm grateful for the kind of mindset I have right now. Kasi, if I'm gonna go back to when I was like in my early 20s, I was a pessimist. So imagine if you're a pessimist, negative yung mindset mo at this point, na ganito yung state ng buhay ngayon. Siguro, sobrang depressed ako ngayon, di ba? Sobrang lungkot ko ngayon. So nakakabaliw. Kasi actually, there are some people, I know, yun ang concern nila. I know some people na nasa-challenge na gano'n. So, syempre, I mean, all of us, there's a tendency for human beings to become sad or depressed once in a while. At least I know how to handle it. Kumbaga, I know what to do. I know how to tweak my emotions. I know how to handle how I feel. Ayun. Tsaka, thankfully, thanks to technology, I'm able to find things to do na that's very productive. That could possibly become a new business as well. So, pagkapag natapos to, tatlo, apat na yung business ko, hindi ko alam.
Naps!
Oh, sana! Di lalong wala ng oras. Lalong busy.
Kaya yan.
Actually, maganda rin na kasi ang dami kong matutunan. I was able to learn a lot of things because of this. Kasi, syempre, ano bang pwede mong gawin? Mag-research ka ng mga bagay-bagay sa hobbies mo, sa activities mo, ginagawa mo everyday, which in my case, it's blogging, looking at business online. So, parang, may mga natutunan ako na parang, uy, hindi ko natutunan to before, di ba? So, pero siyang positive na nagawa sa akin. But of course, I'm praying and wishing na this will end quick. Kasi, syempre, no joke naman kung masyado nang matagal.
I agree. And Rox?
Me, I'm thankful that I am one of those people who can adapt well. Mm-hmm. I have found passions that I can monetize. I think that's one of my good qualities, if I do say so myself. No, honest.
Good qualities
because,
for service.
You know, if you're going to put so much effort and energy and thoughts into something, it might as well come back to you in lots of positive ways, right? So my painting, nakakapag workshops ako online. Nirvana and Flow and NLP, they have helped me reduce stress, keep calm, because as you know, if you are stressed, your immune system goes down, and who needs that at this point in time? I'm thankful also that we have internet, because we're still keeping in touch. We're able to transpose lots of businesses online, and I can get entertained still, you know. Thank you, Netflix. Thank you, Vue. Thank you, YouTube. You did ask a question earlier, how long do you think this will last? I'm not being a pessimist. I'm just being a realist. I'm right. thinking with a second wave, because we're all, you know, heading there. Mm-hmm. Given our behavior patterns right now. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at October at the earliest.
Okay.
And that's a sad...
Oh my God!
Yeah,
Hate to break it to you, man. Hate to break it to you.
I know, right? It's such a sad thing to say, because right. you put energy where your mouth is and when your thoughts are. I'm just trying to gear up and stock up and prepare for the worst.
Preparing for the worst.
October is already the worst. I don't want to make it go any longer than that. And with prayers, you know, with positive thoughts around the world, we can do this, guys. Yun na.
Okay. Anong problema pa kumabot na October to? Baka lahat tayo para nakagluta.
Oh my God.
Kasi hindi na araw, feeling ko nga puputi ako eh. Bumabalik yung kisoyish kulay ko nung bata ako eh.
Oh, ayaw mo yun.
Kutis mayaman, besh.
Hindi, besh, iba naman yung maputing-maputing lalaki. Iba naman yun, di ba?
Anyway.
Tapos yung buhok ko, para na ako hudas.
Diba? Oh my God.
We'll
hope for the best, of course, even if you say it's, you know, October. It's just, yes. Like what you said, being a realist. Diba? Being real.
Yes. And buti we have plan B, plan C, plan D.
Maraming letters in the alphabet. Maraming letters in the alphabet.
We're living plan B right now. So, right. Good to note that we are capable of plan C, D, and so
forth.
And kaya natin yan, guys. Uh-oh.
So, like you said nga, like si Jericho was saying na he's preparing himself by, you know, researching more about means and ways of being online. And syempre, you can really earn, di ba? Having a business online. And then ikaw din, Rox, you're already making latag on what to do, what else you can do in the coming days.
I'm actually writing an ebook. Actually, I started it way before lockdown.
Uh-oh.
And hopefully it's out because I have time.
Yeah.
Hashtag. It should be out sooner than later. So that's a good thing as well.
So ibig sabihin, meron tayong isa pang episode. Ang pag-uusapan natin is yon, online business. Okay.
Why not?
That'll be so fun. So with that said, listeners, you'll have to watch out for that. So, magre-record ulit kami ng Zoom call. And by that time, nakapag-research na talaga ng madami yung mga kausap ko. Kung anong pwedeng pagkakitin.
So, ask in all your questions para loaded tayo and ready for the next podcast, guys.
Yes. Alright. So, again, thank you very much for tuning in to Carpool Conversations. But this time, it's a quarantine edition. Thank you, Jerick. Thank you, Rox.
Thank you.
Your pleasure, I'm sure.
Thank you for having us.
Salamat. Until next time, everyone.
At your service, everyone.
At your service.